talk to me. No matter what you feel, it'll all be alright if you talk to me. Hey, my name's Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. This is what, the second one of August? Third one of August? Second or third. Can't remember. I got over 350, nearly 360 podcasts now that I've done in the last 10 years. It's always fun to do them. Like I've said many times, I used to do two per month for a long time, like forever. There were a number of months when I didn't do two, and then the next month I would do four. I moved to the weekly format simply because it was easier, but also because I was able to, hit that goal and basically do my podcast on Sundays. So it wasn't a big deal or a big change. It was simply that I could do it. And, it's worked out. This weekend was a little tougher, but I had just enough time to get it done on Sunday. And so you're listening to my Sunday, August 14th podcast, 2022. Don't forget the 2022. It is interesting. The CDC has released a significantly reduced requirement around protecting yourself from COVID, including masks indoors and things like that. The disease itself is apparently slowing down in the sense that it's still pushing a lot of infection to a lot of people, including people that are vaccinated. But the reality is that just not as many people are ending up hospitalized, and way fewer people are ending up dying. So the good news about COVID is it's beginning to abate finally. It's been two long years, and I know that's kind of painful for a lot of people, and I know a lot of people lost people in the COVID pandemic, and I truly give you my heartfelt sympathy. It's terrible to lose someone to a disease like that, because it just feels like it's way too early. They weren't meant to go, because COVID wasn't meant to be there. A bunch of other things that are going on right now. It is gearing up for football season, which is my favorite time of the year. I truly am my father's son. I love apples, but I love football. It's interesting. I watched football with my grandfather. My father didn't like football, but my father loved IU football. And so I honor my father to this day by still watching IU football games when I have a chance. They're not on every week. They are most weeks. And I can't watch them when IU gets destroyed. When, Ohio State 55, IU 0. It's just not a fun game for me to watch. So I don't watch those games just because I can't. So if IU has a winning season, I watch them more than I don't watch them. But the reality is I don't watch the games live anymore. It's just too frustrating. And I don't tend to watch them if IU loses. But it is football season, and I do like pro football as well. So this is my favorite time of the year, because football and basketball are going to start gearing up here again. And, we'll be able to enjoy sports. Sports are not as big a part of my life now as they used to be. Used to be, I spent every Sunday in the afternoon relaxing and watching football games. I don't as much anymore. I watch the occasional game if it's something that just really interests me, but I watch IU games for my dad, but I don't really watch football as much as I used to. I guess it's part of the maturation process, as it were. Just that I just don't have time to watch football games. The other thing that is happening right now is the incredibly bad news outside of what's going on. I'm appalled that anyone would take a gun and stand in front of a federal office. Just bothers me, because that, no matter what you think was done, that's just as bad, if not worse. In fact, that is worse. When you start using and standing in front of a building with a gun openly shown, that's a threat. You're very lucky that the government doesn't start, shooting. There would be a hue and cry if they did, and there'd be a lot of problems if they did, but it's just not right to threaten people. There's no viable reason that threats are a good thing. And there's no ultimately no rationale for threatening people with guns. If you have to do that, then your argument's not very strong. Because if your argument will hold up in a court of law, it's just not going to, you know, the gun's not going to change that. Guns don't make courts of law suddenly, you know, back the other way. You know, I'm sorry you don't like the fact that the FBI searched former President Trump's home. I will just simply say, as someone that has held classification for a number of years, there are rules about classification. And if he did take classified documents into an unclassified facility, then shame on him, because those are rules. And those are not like minor rules. Like, they test you on those every single year that you hold classification. They force you to regurgitate those rules over and over and over again to make sure that nobody misses the fact that you don't take top secret documents home. If you have a top secret document and you're at work, you lock it in a desk drawer. Even if you're going to the bathroom for 5 minutes, you lock it in a desk drawer. You are responsible for that document. When you have a classified document, you are responsible. Not the government, not the people that enforce the classification. You are responsible. And that is so critical. And I don't know why people don't understand that that is one of the hallmarks of security and one of the hallmarks of our government. It has been for many years. Anyway, my name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Have a wonderful day.